Thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com, and that's where our chat room is, which we've been overwhelmed like 5 days out of the last eight. People, so many people in the chat room. I might have to upgrade the chat room.
So it has a capacity?
So it has more capacity in it. I mean, it's just overwhelmed. Christina's at the helm, my school girl.
So good
proud.
Morning.
We're all so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, good for her.
Nurse.
Right? Oh, good for
trying
you.
Trying to.
You're going to be a great nurse. Especially when you say, later, I am going to give you a shot. Getting that Ukrainian accent. Are you kidding? I wouldn't move. Okay, just give me the shot. Thank you. I'm just kidding. She's a sweetheart.
Yes, she is.
Now, if Trish said it, I wouldn't move. You could stick a needle an inch into my arm, and I just go, thank you, may I have another?
I would not be doing needles. Needles and I are, yeah, that's not my bag. It's 61 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 89, a low this evening of 63, mostly clear. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 89, and on Friday night, a low of 63. On Saturday, sunny and a high of 91. Saturday night, 63. On Sunday, heating up just a bit more. It's a high of 94 and a low of 65. And on Monday, a high of 96 and a low of 66. And then kind of going back down again on Tuesday to 94, Wednesday to 92. So we're just having this marvelous.
Marvelous.
Absolutely.
Simply marvelous.
Well, I just love this weather. We, in my mind, had a great time. We had nice rainy spring and winter and we got nice spring for forever, a summer that didn't have too much heat. Now the falling into this fall, I just love it. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, I need to mention a couple of things here. Should we all call Shasta Gas Propane and thank them for the weather?
I think we should, yeah,
I
because
think
they're responsible. They bring it to us every day.
But, say thank. Oh, thanks for the good weather.
Yeah.
And they'll be the first to say, oh, no, we didn't bring the weather, because when it's 115, then people can call us and tell us, what are you doing? No.
They have
been with us a long time.
They are really,
Kenny family, Chuck and Judy, and their whole family runs the business. They're just great people. Announcement number two, Sue's on vacation. I put it on Facebook. I'm going to say it every day. Sue's on vacation. She gets a vacation. She doesn't take them very often. But when she does, she has it. That's why we have the national news go to 7 every morning. Now, what's that mean? I have to walk into a dark area. You know, I get in here, and when Sue's usually here, you know, lights are on, it's bright and cheery, coffee's there. Yep, I miss her. We all miss
her. She has to walk into a dark building.
Well, but her husband comes in with her.
Oh.
Ever since we had that one problem out here in the front, he's been there. I mean, it wasn't, no, nobody was assaulted or anything, but it was a little scary for some people. Which has to do a lot with yesterday. But let's get right to our guest here, which is probably too late, but Dr. Dan Sloan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome aboard here. Dr. Sloan is a professor out at Simpson University. In fact, started their brand new MBA program.
MBA in leadership, correct?
Yeah, MBA leadership. Yeah. And here's the thing. It's online.
Right.
So I could take that.
You could. And you should.
And I should.
Yeah.
I want to know if I get I get 10% off because I'm on the advisory council, or maybe I should just take this so I can. I should just take this just so I can give my opinion the next meeting.
I like it.
Oh, hey, an MBA. I've already got a MS, Master's of Science
in
political science.
Okay, poli sci.
And on China, but having an MBA at this point in my life. I don't know if it'd do any good. I mean, been in the business 14 years. I probably could learn a lot.
God knows we'd learn
on the job.
God knows I make enough mistakes. But that's not what you're here for today.
I'm here. I represent the GOP, Shasta County Republican Central Committee. I'm blessed with being the chair of that committee. And that representation means that I get to go out and speak with people like you and have an amazing experience politically. That MS and poli sci you were just talking about, I think I earn one of those about every month. With in real life experience, and that means probably as much, if not more, sometimes than the academic theory behind it. And that's what we do with our programs there at Simpson. We have people that have real life experiences because anybody can read the book, you know, do the theoretical part, but it's those real life challenges, and that's what it's really about is challenges. So with the GOP, we're facing a lot of challenges as people, you know, see on the news and listen to your radio show. You know, people like Jason Miller and all the stuff that's happening with crime and transgender issues and new assembly bills, Senate bills, and what's going on with Newsom in Sacramento. And what we do as the local county representative. And I also am an area representative for Glenn and Tehama counties. I represent for the GOP. Mm-hmm. We get people elected that share our common core values, the local values of rural California, rural America. And that has to do with God, country, family, and Second Amendment, First Amendment, all the rights that we almost take for granted. And in recent years, we don't take them for granted as much because they're being infringed upon. So we're looking for candidates that we can endorse, that we can help support. We have people there in our committee that are incredibly talented and experienced that have been through many campaigns. And so all of these things lead up to what can we do to vet, locate, you know, and encourage confident and well-spoken, articulate people to run for office. And get them in there so that we can change some of these incredibly horrible policies and the types of things that we're seeing on the street and in our schools and across the country today.
You know, what I don't understand is here we are in inflation. I just driving in yesterday, gas $5.06. I mean,
right.
$5.06. Yeah. Unless you use a credit card or a debit card, then it's $5.10. A gallon,
yeah.
Something like that. Inflation the way it is. Crime. Homelessness. I mean, I can tick it down the list.
You're obviously listening to the wrong news, because that's not what I heard from President Biden.
Anyway, as I was saying before, I was attacked by Trish, that this is going on. People leaving California. All these things that are going on. And yet, the GOP can't seem to make inroads in this. I mean, some. Mm-hmm. What's it going to take? Does the whole East Coast, West Coast of California have to drop off into the ocean? I mean, San Francisco's finally had it. It's too late for them. L.A. finally had it. Beverly Hills, I just read an article yesterday. Everything that was hit by before, you know, where stores, you know, during COVID, everything. These stores were still open. During the recession 2008, these stores were still open. Guess what? They're all nailed up. These big stores, these expensive stores are closed in Beverly Hills. What's it going to take to everybody to say, or the majority to say, doctor, I've had it. I'm going to give the other side a chance.
You know, these are the issues that are so important and why local control is so important as well. Because what it takes is that capitulation for people to say, I've had enough, right? And that's what it's going to take. We live in a supermajority state. I was just looking up the statistics again this morning. We've got 62 of the 80 assembly seats that are Democrat, which leaves us with 18.
No, we accomplished nothing.
Right. How can you possibly overturn it if you start at that level? Right. So if you go down to L.A. County, where you've got 10 million people in one county and 24 assembly seats, we've got 11 counties in our assembly district and one representative. in 11 counties. So we look at that, and it's geographic, true. The population isn't there, but we still have all of these rural needs, you know, where people move to these locations, have set up their business. Many are agriculture. They're farmers. They have their local business. They're entrepreneurs, and they want representation that reflects what they need in their home environment. So essentially what's going to happen, like you talked about Rodeo Drive, and that's predominantly what the story was about.
Yeah.
And I'm used to it because as a university.
I've been to Rodeo Drive several times when I was down there.
Just
to walk through it and just see all the. Oh,
years ago.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's where you window shop because you can't afford to actually shop.
Yeah. And
this Jimmy Choo's for $4,000.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and Linda wanted to take me to what, you know, this famous deli down there on Rodeo Drive and all this. But, you know, they wouldn't even let me in some of the stores. But, they did a credit check on me before I walked in.
Yeah.
And, no, I'm just kidding.
No.
But here we are. I mean, even to that level, Dan.
Yeah.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is our bank. We're real happy with them. They're so helpful. We'd have our, business accounts in there and personal accounts, and we're going to be moving a couple other accounts in there, too. The Cornerstone Community Bank, they've been in the business 16 years. They constantly are finding ways to better serve their customers. They're locally owned, local board of directors. It's truly a community bank. Can't say enough about them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Or just stop in one of the branches. The latest branch, of course, down in Anderson.
Absolutely.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
5 more days to meet our signature goal. 5 more days to stand up for sanity and order in our county. Sign the petition to put the recall of Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot and bring back your right to have your voice heard. Recall the supervisor who is disregarding our needs for his own agenda. Sign the petition at Rayleigh's on Lake Boulevard Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday 9 to noon. Sign, then vote. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, a great place to shop. A super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They've got the only watch repairman in the whole area. Right there, if you drop your watch off to be repaired any place else, guess what? Ends up right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry. Trish Clark and I are here with Dr. Dan Sloan, who is the chairman of the GOP steering committee. And up here in the North State, everybody probably, when you know, they look at you, you know, from the rest of the state and go, okay, you know, he has it easy. He's not in the middle of a million Democrats. Did
well,
I say that to you?
You
maybe
know,
not in those words.
Not in those words, but we are blessed because we do have a community that has selectively come here because of what we represent and what we provide, which is a community, you know, based on God, family, country, and all of those core values that people leave areas that where there's people defecating in the street and robbery in the stores and on the streets and muggings and all of the various problems these policies, poor policies, have created.
But, and there is evidence that can change, because when I first came to this area, it was just going Republican. It was Democrat, mm-hmm. and it was just turning to more and more Republicans were coming into the area. Mm-hmm. I was actually a registered Democrat when I moved to Shasta County.
And that's that change.
Been born,
yeah.
So I'm saying, so there is that opportunity. When things shift and the party changes mm-hmm. so dramatically,
right.
I mean, you have to look back and recognize that Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. There was a whole lot of us.
Yeah.
I am a firm believer that Kennedy would have been a Democrat. Or a Republican.
A Republican.
A
yeah.
Republican.
Yeah, his policies are conservative.
Yeah, he was the first president I voted for.
Mm-hmm.
In Idaho, and my family was Democrat. But so there is an opportunity, my point, is for change.
Right.
That an area can see the light and say, you know, they're not voting with my values. I need to get on board.
And we're seeing that across the aisle. We're seeing that with Democrats and Republicans. We have a speaker coming up at an event we're having this weekend on Saturday, September 9th, at the Senior Center. Here on 2290 Benton Drive.
Yeah, and, right down Red Cross from Lake... Ready.
So we have a fundraising dinner there, and we have two speakers. One of them is Justin Bond, an amazing American hero, Army veteran, WMT, who was shot in the Battle of Fallujah. Going to speak about that in the problems with PTSD and the suicide rates and stuff. Amazing guy. And we have another speaker who's speaking about more on these social issues that cross the aisles as well. And his issues, Jonathan, if I can say his name right, Zach Greason, and he's on the Roseville School Board and is actually partnered with a Democrat lawyer, and they are pushing a Protect Kids initiative on the ballot coming up. There's three different initiatives are coming up, and it's about these issues to protect children from reproductive harm. Transparency for parents so they don't lose their rights, and those are some of the laws that are being bandied about now, and protecting girls' sports and spaces like the locker rooms and restrooms and stuff like that. All of these ideas that aren't just conservative, they're not just Republican, but they're ideas that parents share, those common values, and it's those things that we're just talking about, how change happens. Carl, you said you have a master's of science in political science and based in China. As you know, I've spent a lot of years in China. And in China, they have a five-year plan. That's the communist system. They direct things in the long term. Seems to work well when things are going along and other people are giving them money. When that money dries up, it doesn't work so great. And I keep waiting for that to happen. But in America, our system is such that it can change in a heartbeat. In 5 seconds, it can change. It just takes the people to have the will to make that change. And that's the beauty of our system. It's ugly to see from the outside because it's so transparent. Dissent means that we have different views. And because you have more than one party, that explains why there is those parties. Democracy. The right to hear other people's opinions, to have the competition of ideas, to select those that best represent your community and vote for them. That's what it's going to take at the local level in L.A., San Francisco, in Shasta County, and all around the country in order to change this.
So this initiative falls right in line with the action that the city, the Anderson Union High School District just recently took about the parents' rights to know.
Right.
Be informed of these things. You know, I wish I had brought, because there is a questionnaire that is being sent out to the students of Anderson Union High School District where you can opt out for your children being taught. Mm. Oh, my goodness. The
opt out reproductive issues, transgender.
All kinds of issues, your sex life, your family heritage, your all kinds of
things. And what age group?
It was high school, Anderson Union High School District, so it goes from 9th through 12th grade.
Right.
And this is being sent out to all the students. I have a copy of it. It's very interesting.
What the people who are pushing this agenda is, and with no empirical evidence, by the way, is that parents can't be trusted to help a child get through a tough time in their life. And if it's a transgender or a whatever, they're saying is parents can't be trusted. Now, so the school, so the government is going to take over that part of your child's life, which to me is saying is, I mean, this is a huge part. I mean, this is a huge change in a child's life to not tell the parents. Does that mean the child comes home and redresses in a different, you know, outfit, can't say anything, and then their parents are wondering why the child's depressed or why the child's going through stuff, but they don't know because the school knows so much more.
And worse yet, they're being told to lie to their parents.
Yeah, and they're told to lie to their parents, and, I mean,
you know,
this is so wrong.
Carl, you know, I have to throw out, because we watched this happen very systematically, and people, again, because I'm the crier in the wind, years ago, they said, you know, we'll never take over the United States. We've got to do it from within their state. They've done it through the education system. You first sent your child to school for 12 years. Then all of a sudden you needed kindergarten. Then every child needed to go to preschool. And then we had the first five commission, where now they want to take babies when they're born and have government involved in them from what, 0 through 5, and little by little by little. And I kept, when I was on the board when the first five commission came in, I said, oh my God, I don't want my children being, indoctrinated from the time they're born. And that's when they started, and we all kept saying, oh, yeah, give us money to do this, give us money to do that, and we let the government get into our children.
They're going to do better in school. They're going to be better socialized. And here's the thing is parents want the best for their kids. Oh, okay.
But it also gave us a
way to not spend time. But now we've got to the point where it's like, oh, you know what? We want your children. We don't want you to know about something that could be a pivotal point in their life when they're 10 years old.
Yeah.
And we don't want you to know about it.
But
but these are things I'm sure will be discussed. Now, tell us again about the dinner.
Amazing dinner. We had a dinner earlier this year, and that dinner is our fancy dinner at the golf course, and we have that every year, and it's usually the Lincoln Reagan dinner.
That was loaded, I understand.
Yeah, had a great turnout.
Great turnout. So, I went to it this year.
I loved it. And so that provided us an opportunity to raise some money for a headquarters as we get into ramping up for this primary in general, and actually the special election. We just endorsed Camille King as well for the school board. But as we ramp up for this stuff, we needed that. So that's taken care of. Now we need to raise some funds because we're going to be endorsing. And our committee is 24 people. And out of those 24 people, we need 2/3 vote in order to endorse. We just endorsed a candidate. And that's hard to do with 24 people with a lot of different views. But we're doing it. It was 19-1, a couple of them abstained. But we're doing that. And as we have these dinners, we're going to raise money so that we can both find out from our constituencies, locate the areas that are biggest, their biggest concerns, and who they want to represent them, and then speak about this as a committee, debate these issues, and give those endorsements and help fund some of the media campaigns and put people out there on the street canvassing, registering voters. And we need the funds to do that. So we're going to be having a fundraiser for that. We have some great auction items, as we normally do. We're going to have Doug LaMalfa there. He's
going to auction Doug off?
We're going to auction Doug off, as we normally do.
And auction him off, and so he'll cut the grass in your yard.
I like it.
I like that.
But there's a lot of candidates from the assembly. I think most of them will be there. There are now five running in that race, and I think four of the five will be there. We have the county supervisors. Many of them will be there. City candidates, school board candidates. We have the vice chair of the California Republican Party, Corinne Rankin, who will be there. The chair of chairs for the Chairman's Association, John Dennis from San Francisco, will be there. And we have a college Republican chair, David Chan, Chinese American, UC Berkeley poli sci major, incredible guy. He'll be there and he's going to help us, kick off the Simpson University College Republican charter, which will be a lot of fun as well. So lots and lots of stuff happening.
Okay. Now, how do people get tickets?
They can go online to ShastaGOP.org, and it's the best place to go and just buy tickets there. We really need your support. The stuff we're talking about today is the stuff that we want to make a difference in, and we have to do that at the local level. And the only way we can do that, because it's so expensive to have these campaigns, is to have your help, your support, as well as your, if you can't afford the ticket, it's $50 for a ticket, very reasonably priced, comes with dinner, $400 for a denim table, it's $900 for diamonds, denim and diamonds, it's kind of a fancy but sassy event, going to be a lot of fun. But
remind
if
us again of the date.
Volunteer. It's September 9th, at doors open at 4. But dinner is actually served till 6.
That's this weekend, my friend.
This weekend. Yeah, just a couple days. But we really need people to go on, log on, buy tickets, buy a table, help support us, and help us get these issues dealt with in our local communities so they can we can take back our state, take back our country.
You know, it's been a while since the Republican Party has been terribly active in Shasta County and been out like that. When I was first involved, they used to have forums where they talked with candidates more often, and I'm awfully glad to see that.
We're going
to
talk about that as well.
I love to see that again.
40% of the endorsement for Assembly District, and that's 11 counties, 40% of that endorsement comes from one county, Shasta County.
Yeah, and it hasn't been terribly active in the last few years.
We are super active.
To see this going.
Well, you know what? And there hasn't been a state-level Shasta County individual elected, you know, Senate or Assembly person in decades.
It's been a while, and it used to be they all came from Shasta County.
Right, and just about all of the Assembly candidates are coming from Shasta County. There's a few from outside, a couple from outside, but we play a significant role as the hub of the North State for medical, government, education, and political issues, and faith-based. You know, Simpson University is Redding's hometown university in our community. We are the only real university here. We are growing substantially, and I don't mean to commingle these things together, but we're really proud of the fact that we can bring in the poli science, political science. We have Democrat, Independent, and Republican. We'll probably have all of those covered with the political science department. Ryan Brasher, our professor there, is heading up that. But the first start is to get people in that represent our community.
Okay. There you go. This Saturday, go to the
ShastaGOP.org. Very easy to find.
.org.
Yeah, love
50
it.
$50 a ticket, but you get a number of speakers and a lot of events going on.
Amazing
a lot of
stuff
going on. Thanks a lot, Doctor.
Hey, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. It carries a large selection of water-wise drought tolerant shrubs. They have sales on crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. Roses, you name it, they've got it. They're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, 1/2 mile from Airport Road. We'll be right back.
We are. So stand, raise the bar, and a cause to the I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Come join Redding Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family events will be held in downtown Redding on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, bucket truck rides, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join this celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, call 339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Redding Electric Utility.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott on Thursday, the 7th of November, 7:37 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Anderson Business, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, for all your Kubota needs. You do it all, they do it local. They've got anything you need, from small to large, from a day rental to a long-term lease. They have it at NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive, right in here in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca and a cast of thousands. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
You've got an event coming up.
Yes, and I would welcome my new residents to the town. And
are you all part of the residence program?
Right.
That's why I brought them here. I met you all at the baseball game. Well, I didn't meet you personally, but you were there.
Right.
Cool. Right. So, are we ready? Christina, are we ready to use this microphone?
So I would let them talk about the event, and I'm very happy that this new generation, new blood is coming to town, training with us and hopefully staying with us, and they have desired to be part of the community, and they want to participate in this our next annual blood donation drive. So I would let them talk about it.
Okay, so
introduce yourself and tell us about this.
Yeah. Good morning, Redding. My name is Dr. George, and I'm Dr.
Nuguru.
We're the latest additions of the Shastano Medical Center, their internal medicine residency program here.
Uh-huh.
We're both excited to be here.
Oh, no, we're excited that y'all are
ecstatic that you're all coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah, we think Reading is a beautiful place. The patients have been so lovely here, and we're so happy to be here. And, you know, one of the things that makes us doctors, one of the things that we understand is we have to also take care of our community as well. And that's why we're here trying to endorse this blood drive that we have coming up with Dr. Danuka. And we're so happy that he is pushing us to do this.
Dr. Paul Danuka is well known in his community for his care of this community, his story about why he's here. But he has been an integral part of this community for, decades? It's been decades.
Making me sound old now.
I'm starting to see a little more gray in the. I'm seeing a little more gray in that beard there, Paul. I mean, yeah, it could be for a number of reasons, but
I'm hoping that brings wisdom. Although my wife would disagree.
Okay, yeah, wisdom. That's. I point at my hair, and Linda goes, "What?" Okay. So tell us about the. Tell us about the blood drive.
The blood drive, it's on September 11th. We invite you to join us for the special location that has been leaving a lasting mark for the past 4 years. It's our annual United to Give blood drive happening on Monday, September 11th from 8 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. right beside Pulse Urgent Care at 150 East Cypress Avenue, Reading.
Yeah, okay, it's going to be at the...
Pulse Urgent Care.
Oh, okay. Y'all's place
right,
down there.
Right.
Okay. For years I could not give blood because I took malaria pills, and then I was residing in places where there's mad cow disease. But I understand now that it's been long enough that mad cow disease...
You've determined you're not a mad cow?
And, well, that I guess I'm safe now to do that.
He's a mad bull now.
I'm a mad bull now, right. And the malaria... pills I was taking has reached its course. I mean, it's only like 20 years.
Wow.
So 20 years ago. I guess I can get blood in. Is that right?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Well, I mean, because they before when I'd ask, they'd say no. Unless we were in combat, then we could all get blood.
They would screen you. So it's something which blood donation company Vitalent will screen carefully. So I would encourage everyone to register and then let them screen you and decide
okay.
whether you can or not.
I can do that.
Yeah, just make sure before you donate, make sure you eat, drink some fluids, bring an ID also so we can see who everybody is. And, you know, we're also doing this to commemorate 9/11. It's a day that, you know, we can all give back to our community and also give back to our future and also save a life here.
Are we short of blood?
Very, very short.
Very short of blood. Yeah.
All around the country we are.
Why do you think, I mean, it used to be there was lots of blood. Why do you think that people have been not giving as much? I mean, do you have any idea?
So the statistics are that only 3% of the country gives up blood every year. You know, you can easily give blood every year. You can give the blood twice a year. I try to give the blood twice a year. At least once a year, but I try twice a year. And every normal, average, healthy person can do that. However, only 3% of the country does that.
Well, how much of the population is impacted by drug use? And if you're on some kind of drugs,
right.
Does that have an impact on the availability of blood?
It does, but that's a small number
okay.
compared to the population which can give. If you think only 3% actually give it every year.
Yeah.
So there's a huge room for us to... And let me tell you one more interesting thing that... Every year, I see more women there willing to donate blood than the men.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we need to bring this up as a man up.
We man up on our show.
We're scared to give blood.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know what? The fact is it's not a bad experience. I mean, you sit down in pleasant surroundings. They poke a little needle in your arm, and you sit there and...
You get a cookie at the end.
I was kind of hoping it was ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream too.
Is it ice cream? Be like that?
Yeah,
and they
give
you little juices. They give you little juices too. Oh, here you want a little juice? Yeah, I'm going to have that juice. Oh, and that ice cream too.
Right.
Well, great. So it's going to start at what time?
8 a.m.
8 a.m. down at Pulse Urgent Care. Down on Cypress and Hartnell.
Yes, 150 East Cypress.
Now, is it going to be inside the building?
It's going to be a blood mobile.
Okay.
Outside the building.
Okay,
Cool. In the parking lot.
So how many people can they take at one time?
They can take up to 3 people an hour, I believe.
3 people an hour.
Yeah, yeah. And there's an appointment system.
Oh, there is.
Can we,
okay.
Can we share this with your Facebook?
Oh, of course.
And put it on the Facebook.
Yeah. Sure,
and then
sure.
People can actually, there's a link on that.
All right.
So they can register in advance.
Because you don't want to go down and wait 2 hours to give blood. I mean, depending on where it's at, you may end up giving blood and you don't want to. but not a pulse. It's very safe down there. I'm just
kidding.
Well,
in the city, that's a different matter.
Yeah,
we need to talk about that sometime,
yeah.
About what's happening in the city. I know I heard it yesterday.
Well, I hope you heard Jason Miller last week,
I did.
Too. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we deal with this all the time.
I know, because you're down in that, as I call it, the beaten zone.
Well, we got to come up with some solutions pretty soon.
Yeah, well. Okay, we got to take a quick break, but we're not leaving.
Oh, okay.
All right. I want to talk to these two.
Okay.
And then we'll hit the blood thing one more time. Let's just take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710 530-949-0710.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Oh,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your community radio. Today is the 7th of September, 7:49 in the morning. About 64 degrees out there. Trish Clark and I are here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment because of a work injury, give Patrick Gorman a call for a free consultation. You can reach him at 530-262-2168. And work injuries can be life-changing. Your employer wants you back, but for some reason it's not working. That's why Patrick Gorman is the guy that's going to be on your side. 530-262-2168. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And we're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, Dr. Noguru, and I just got Tobin.
Dr. George.
Dr. George. Okay, all doctors here. Now, Dr. George and Dr. Noguru are part of our new residency program here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it's truly international, India and New York. New York being the most the strangest place that, you know.
New York City to Northern California.
We understand India, but not sure about New York. But, okay, so you both applied for the program. Did you know anything about Reading? Really?
Nothing at all, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I had to Google Reading.
And we only found on Sundial Bridge.
Oh, okay. The Sundial Bridge. There you go. And maybe a picture of the ocean. We just don't tell you it's 4 hours away.
Yeah.
But the ocean's here.
But the Sacramento River is so much more lovely than the ocean.
And you're getting ready to go out on Lake Shasta.
This Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Have you felt welcome here?
Yeah, I think, you know, the first time was when the program took us to the baseball game.
Yeah, I was there that night.
That's when everybody was, like, very nice to us. And even when we're taking care of patients, they're very happy and excited that we're here because they understand the need that the community needs for doctors. So they're also excited that we're here.
How about you, Dr. Noguru?
Yeah.
Because you're coming from another country. Dr. George is coming in from the United States. So he's got a basic understanding in Northern California, if anybody can have one. But for you.
Yeah, I felt very welcomed when I first came here. Everybody was very pleasant. The patients, too.
When you first came here, things changed?
They're a lot different from back in India.
Well, no, I mean, have things changed? You still feel welcome?
I still feel welcome. Just everybody's nice to us, nice to all the new residents. Most of the patients tell us how they feel that there's a need of a new doctor in this community, and most of them ask us if we are staying back after residency.
Of course, we want you here.
Do you have family here as well?
My family stays in Fremont. There's like 3.5 hours down south near the Bay Area.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Fremont, California.
Yeah, Fremont, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it's a shooting range down there sometimes in Fremont. Well, it is.
It's a nice one, actually.
Yeah.
right on the bay.
You're right on the bay. So are you all planning on internal medicine or specializing? General practitioners.
Yeah.
God knows we're so short of.
Right now, I think my plan personally is to go to hospital medicine, stay in the hospital, and then possibly I'm still thinking about fellowships right now in terms of what I want to do.
Okay, hospital medicine is just being in the hospital, doing the different things in the hospital.
Your COPDs, your pneumonias, all the bread and butter medicine.
Okay. We need those.
Yeah.
Well, we need all doctors. And
so I'm in 3 months into internal medicine. I'm working currently rotating under Dr. Danuka, and working with him, I'm slightly getting pulled towards gastro. I'm liking it more.
He is inundated with butts.
Butts and poops.
Well, hey, somebody came in one day in the right here and said, "Oh, Dr. Danuka, I'm one of your patients. Do you recognize me?" I mean, he's only got like 12,000 patients. And he goes, "Turn around." And the guy turns around and goes, "Yeah, I recognize you." I thought that was hilarious. Okay. Well, good. So it's too early.
Yeah.
Because you got 2 more years here, right? Or 3 years total.
I've got 3 years.
I have 2 more years.
And you have 2 more years. Well, I can't tell you how happy we are that you all chose to come here and what Shasta Regional is doing with this.
And how many residents do we have in the program now?
13.
Right?
12, 13.
12 or 13, and then next year they're looking at another 8, and then next year they're looking for another 8 or 10.
Exactly, 8. So
would you tell your friends to come here?
I would. The program is really great. The training is very well, and the patient population is also good to us. So definitely.
So you would tell your friends?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. How about you? You're from New York.
Yeah, for sure. It's different in terms of. I feel like in New York, in the Midwest, it's because I rotated both in New York and the Midwest, and now here also. So it's definitely different. In the Midwest and here, you definitely have a lot more IV drug abusers. In New York, I didn't see as much here.
Really?
Yeah, in New York.
Was that New York proper or
Long Island?
Long Island. Come on. Long Island, that's where people go.
Yeah.
And pretend they're
Hamptons.
Not, yeah, the Hamptons. They don't pretend they're in New York. So, but more, what's the biggest health problem you two are seeing now? That we have out here. You said IV drugs.
IV drugs and obesity and heart failure are the biggest things that I see all the time. That
obesity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think alcoholism and liver failure is also a big problem around
alcoholism here. And stuff. So that's what you're seeing when you're coming in.
Yeah.
Now, you two are also working, besides with Dr. Danuka, you're working, is anybody working out at the Veterans Clinic?
Yeah,
I think they've got some out there.
They're trying to get like an establishment going with them right now.
Well, they need to do that.
It'd be good to work with veterans, you know.
Oh my gosh, yes. There's 17,000 of us in this county.
Yeah,
that's not counting, you know, your the families of them, but for the VA, yeah, it's always been a lot of veterans in here. Well, I'm really glad to have you two come in. Dr. Danuka, thank you so much for doing it. They snuck in on me, you know, and I kept looking right out there for you. I'm going, I'm going to call him. Then I walked out, and there they are, on time, ready to go.
You know, well, I saw them come in. We never get an opportunity before the show starts. I kind of come in blind. I don't know who's going to be here. And I thought, I wonder what they're with. Now I have no idea.
I don't know who's going to be on.
The uniform should have given me away.
The scrubs.
Given it away, yeah.
So, you know, historically, California has very few training programs compared to the Northeast because we started kind of late. So most of the programs in New York area, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Maryland, et cetera, and Chicago area. California, for the large population we have much less number of training programs.
Isn't that weird?
And we are trying to change that actively. Medical schools, residency programs, we need more of that.
So we need a medical school here.
Yes, health sciences center.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A teaching school.
Absolutely. And hold on to that thought because we will be working on that. Hopefully, I mean, it's a long plan, you know, maybe in 5 years. But we should have a plan to bring one to our Reading area.
Because our population's growing. We've got really good hospitals here that could work with that. We've got a residency program. And I'm really glad I got to meet you. I mean, I didn't meet you, but I said hello to you at the baseball game. I'm so happy that you all are so far enjoying yourselves and that you like our area.
Thank you, sir.
One of the unique things about our area is it's a very kind community. Apart from being beautiful, it's a very, very kind and generous community. And I hope these new doctors realize that, feel that. And I want them to be part of the community.
Of course. And, you know, there's so many things going on. You know, around here, you know, you can get in bocce ball tournaments. Well, you can go to Paisano days. You can see what our community's like. Yeah, we have our problems. And unfortunately, when you're in a hospital, you see the problems. Yeah. But there's, I mean, theater, music, art. I mean, I'm totally surprised almost every week at the quality of our entertainment around here, but the different things that are going on.
Not just in the city of Reading.
No, no.
Shasta County is 3,565 square miles. It's huge. Mm. And so beyond Reading, there's Burney area, and there's the Shasta Lake and northern, you know, up in Shasta Lake. It's Anderson and Cottonwood and all kinds of things going on in those small communities that'll just blow you away. I have a friend visiting here from Brussels right now. Mm-hmm. She ended up in MacArthur at the
Intermountain
Fair up there last weekend. Mm. And so, I mean, there's lots to see. Don't be afraid to get outside the city limits of Reading.
How do we find out about these events?
Go on Facebook.
Go to our website. We have a community calendar that tells all the things that are happening over the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. If you want us to be involved in anything, we would love to, you know, any way we can help this community out.
We have things like Paisano Days, which is cool if you like spaghetti. And if you've never, if you don't like spaghetti, you got to try it.
Meatball sandwiches.
We have the Wild Horse Sanctuary is having an open house. We have a Mustang Ranch here.
Oh, wow.
And
that's up in Manhattan.
Which is free. Bowl-a-thons, golf tournaments. Do y'all play golf?
No, I went to the driving range the other day, though.
Well, you can't be a doctor.
Not play golf.
Well, not everyone is same. I don't play golf.
I know. I'm just kidding. We need to go on.
You need a lot more time.
I have. Well, you're too busy. There's too many. My wife had her very first colonoscopy on the air. She went down that morning and she was talking from Dr. DeNuca's office. Then there was silence for like an hour. And then she came back on and was talking about her experience. And the reason we did that was you don't have to be afraid of colonoscopies.
Yeah.
Don't have to be afraid of them. Painless, and they can save your life. So, anyway, we have to run.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no.
Thanks
no,
for coming
in. And give me, if you have a little cheat sheet so we can talk about it. And
of course.
I'm going to sneak down there on the 11th. I'm going to make an appointment, though. I can't just sit there all day begging to give blood. Okay.
Thank you so much.
No,
thank
no.
Thank you.
And welcome to our city.
You again,
I hope this is not the last time. In fact, we need to cycle every one of you all through the station here so people get to know you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for choosing.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after the news.
Can we take a picture?
However, various state restrictions in Mexico are not affected by that ruling. Watching Wall Street, the Dow 26 points higher, the NASDAQ is down 154 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
President Biden refusing to approve conditions sought by lawyers for five 9/11 defendants in a potential plea deal.
Military prosecutors and defense lawyers have been exploring a possible plea bargain for more than a year. Terms under discussion would have the five Guantanamo detainees plead guilty and serve life sentences in exchange for being spared the death penalty. Lawyers for the men also sought a presidential guarantee they would be spared solitary confinement and provided care for the trauma suffered from being tortured while in CIA custody. But a White House National Security Council official, speaking on condition of anonymity, tells the AP President Biden rejected those guarantees, unsettled about accepting terms from those responsible for the deadliest assault on the United States since Pearl Harbor. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Greek shipper pleading guilty to smuggling sanctioned Iranian oil will pay a $2.4 million fine. News and analysis, townhall.com. Israeli archaeologists have found four era swords.
They're exquisitely preserved after 1,900 years in a desert cave near the Dead Sea. Researchers who published the preliminary findings in a newly released book on Wednesday proposed that the arms were stashed in a remote cavern by Jewish rebels during an uprising against the Roman Empire in the 130s. The exceptionally intact artifacts were found about 2 months ago and tell a story of empire and rebellion, of long-distance conquest and local insurrection. The swords were dated based on their typology and have not yet undergone radiocarbon dating. Keith Peters reporting.
It had to close a popular rock climbing area in Yosemite National Park because of a huge crack in a massive granite cliff. Climbers recently reported the new fissure on the western side of the Royal Arches Formation. That's near a climbing route that's called a super slide. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, Thursday, the 7th of September, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's running it all. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, you really are. You're doing a good job as usual.
Thank you so much.
Trish.
And good morning, because it's Thursday morning. I'm here again. It's 64 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 89, a low this evening of 63. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 89. Friday night, low of 63. On Saturday, a high of 91 and a low of 63, clear and sunny throughout the week. On Sunday, warming up a bit to 94, a low of 65. On Monday, 96, and a low of 66. And then kind of cooling back down a little into the lower 90s, 94, and then 92. So we're just having great, great weather. It can just keep doing this for as long as it wants to. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business, too.
Veteran-owned, located down in the city of Anderson.
We're very proud of that. It's the first Thursday of the month. Doug Jenke has joined us, even though he's got another show with Nick Gardner on every other Sunday. And every other Sunday, it's Kevin Cry is on there. And
both very worthwhile shows.
So
a lot
today,
of information.
We kind of turned the conservative hounds loose today on the first Thursday of the month because, one, we've got the Dragon Queen, and then we have Doug Jenke. That in a good sense, the Dragon Queen.
He said that with a smile, so he really meant it.
You know, here's
I don't
the
mean it in a bad sense. But
the common sense, rational people who actually understand what's going on in this United States and in this world and are adamant about doing something about it.
And willing to say something. I mean, that's the problem. Yeah. I've said it on my radio show with Nick, and I've said it here, is the problem is not the liberals. It's the problem is we let them do it.
We have.
We let them do it.
Back
we let
and
that.
Don't,
you know how the tide.
We're too polite. Yeah. We don't get involved enough.
You know how the tide comes in. And, you know, the tide goes up to a certain point, and then it goes back, right?
Yeah.
Every time you get, in my opinion, you get a Democrat administration in, that tide comes in further. And so even if you have the Republicans come in after that and that tide recedes, it never recedes as far as it did.
No.
Because we have cowards in the Republican Party.
Well, absolutely.
And, you know, that are pandering for things that they know is not, in the long run, it's not going to be good.
Well, I mean, you know, the reality is, speaking as a conservative, because that's apparently what you and Nick agreed I was going to do on the show, is when you look at liberal, I've asked people, name one good liberal idea. Just one.
Social Security.
Yeah, that's not working out so well either.
Medicare.
Not working out so well either. You know, private industry has done way better than our government has ever done on any of it. The idea, the concept, the great
school
thing
loans.
Is, what's that? Yeah, school loans.
School loans. There's a good one.
There you go. Carl, let's keep this up. You know, this is keep going.
You're just making his point.
There you go.
All of those are good ideas, but
ideas.
Not when they're run by the government.
That's it. And so if the common sense is, like, get the government out of the way. Make it smaller. Get rid of everything. And let the private industry make a profit, and they're going to get in efficiencies. And that's the thing that Trish and I'll bring this up, but Trish and I bring, and if I'm yelling, I'm sorry, my ears are a little blocked up from coming from Shingletown, is common sense is dead. And that's what I try to bring to the radio, and I try to break down on fact, not just what how I feel, because that's what liberals do. It's how they feel. It's a good idea, but the execution never is – there's never a positive outcome, ever.
And most Republicans, when they try to speak and they try to address the situation, they make it so complicated that they bore people to death and they don't know what they're doing. What the difference with Doug and I is, I think, is that we just flat say it.
Yeah.
Get to the point.
Yeah.
You know, instead of trying to make a – trying to sell your thing and be empathetic and be – just say it.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, I'm the kind of guy, and Carl might be the same way, is I don't want to be one of those people that as our country goes further into chaos, and it's coming. It really is, folks. And I don't want to sit there and look back and go, God, I wish I'd said something.
Yeah.
God, I wish I'd done something. I mean, it's a small radio show on a small radio station, but it's all I've got. That's the voice that I try to get out there.
Whoa.
Now, I will tell you,
I'll take umbrage. Let me try to take umbrage at this.
Please. And it's a great radio station. I didn't say bad. I just said that's a small radio station.
We are small, but we are the only privately owned
mm-hmm.
non-corporate radio station left in this area.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the low-power FMs, you know, that are going out of business right and left.
Yeah.
And we've been here 14 years, and We must strike a tone.
Absolutely.
Somewhere. We have 16 or 17 local shows on this station.
No, it's
and
awesome.
You may not agree with them, but so what? You don't have to listen to them. But,
that's First Amendment.
But the thing is that we stream everything, and our viewpoints can get out there a little bit further.
Our shows are listened to. I rarely go any place in this county, whether I'm going to the grocery store or to church or wherever, where I don't have someone speak to me and say, oh, I like Thursday mornings.
Yeah.
Or I heard when you were talking about such and such. So you know that audience is out there. They're listening. They don't all call in. They maybe don't all have a comment, but they are listening. They're out there on a regular basis.
Well, and I can tell you factually, I mean, I know when I've had with Nick on Poke the Hornet's Nest, is I've had friends who listen in from Europe, from Holland, from England, from Singapore. So, I mean, I've had friends listen from all around the world. So, I mean,
we got a call from France one day.
Oh, really?
Well, I believe that. I have a friend that listens up in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I've got another friend that travels around in their motorhome, and they pick up and listen from all over the places.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So. Well, you know what? And okay, I'm a little protective of our baby.
Yeah,
but,
that's good.
You know, but because people ask me, well, how many people listen to you? Now, we don't sign up for Nielsen. Why? $1,500 a month. And if you don't sign up for Nielsen, your name doesn't appear in Nielsen a lot of times. So I go by the fact that 14 years, we've had some of the same sponsors for 14 years.
Yeah.
We've had some of the same shows for 12 years. So, I mean, we try to, you know, every show has their own take on things. We do try to get all aspects of our community in here. Because everybody needs to be listened to. You don't have to agree with them.
Yeah.
Some people may not agree with you too. But I want them to listen to you to at least hear the other side.
But I would make the point that, and I know that you want to be down the middle. You want to have everybody there. I'm pleased that I think that it's a little more conservative than most. But there are so many other medians out there where you get the other side of the story. And they don't try for 1 minute to give anything rational or common sense or our conservative point of view. I think it's important that we have an ability to get our message across that isn't diluted by always giving you both sides of the issue. Because there's the right side and then there's their side.
Well, I
get tired of hearing their side.
Well, and the reality is, you know, the thing is we've been so shamed on the conservative side that we try to make this approach that, well, we're going to reach across the aisle. We're going to be bipartisan. You've never once heard a liberal Democrat say, I'm going to reach across the aisle to make a bipartisan. They'll claim a bipartisan if they get a rhino jumping the ship, but they never reach across. Schumer never reaches across. Pelosi never reaches across.
No,
Newsom never reaches across.
And they come in and they say, hey, elections make a difference.
Yeah.
And we won. Shut up and go to your corner.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, California is proving how badly that goes. I mean, we're a one-party state, a supermajority. Megan Dolly was at the Board of Realtors a couple weeks ago talking about.
In Shasta County?
No, I'm saying California.
Megan Dolly was at the Board of Realtors in Shasta County?
Yes.
Wow, that's news.
We just talked about that with Dr. Dan Sloan.
Yeah.
She's not coming to the Republican dinner. And
She was there, and it was a good 1 hour.
Well,
and
good for her. She does come to Shasta County.
She does, and I wasn't going to say she
never pointed out, though. She pointed out the 11 counties she has to cover. I mean, you have to have a private jet to get to between these places. So, and she's a mom, and she's a business owner, so I will give her a little thing. But like she was saying, she gets there. And the ideas that the liberal Democrats put forward, she goes, your head explodes, and they believe it. And she'll put in some common sense thing, work really hard. It gets to the governor's desk and gets vetoed. Mm. You know, and so a one-party state is really not working out so well for us.
This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, announcing their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in it, and the whole mission on this is to reduce the number of falls suffered by at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. Find out more about this program or to apply for it, give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Millions of dollars thrown away to get rid of a perfectly good voting system. Millions of dollars that could have gone toward opening the vacant floor of the jail. Millions that could have addressed Shasta County's real problems, such as mental health and homelessness. We taxpayers are paying through the nose, and we're paying attention. Not $1 more will be spent on frivolous trips to the MyPillow guy. Not $1 more will compromise our public safety. Recall Kevin Cry. Not $1 more. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Keep here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Vaughn. Today is the 7th of September, 8:19 in the morning. Oh, it says about 70 degrees out there, going up to 90 today. 90 somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's going up to, no, it's going up to 89 today.
89 today.
Might need to put on a jacket.
Beautiful, beautiful
it's
weather.
It's lovely. It's
beautiful.
What I like about it is your PG&E bill is really, you don't need an air conditioner, you don't need a heater.
It's awesome.
It's nice.
If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of that vehicle and charging station, cars, trucks, bikes. Visit cityofredding.org/EV. For more information about these rebates. We're here with Doug Jenke and Trish Lick, and I've done my part. I've read the spots, and I'll just kind of step back. Go back in my office and do a crossword.
Yeah, well, until he holds his hand up to shut off my mic.
Okay, you still got that, right, Christina? When my hand goes up, what do you do? Okay. There you go. She's got it. She gives the kill sign.
You know what? I would be remiss in my duties as a conservative, Carl, to not bring up the fact that we're about to get duped for a second time in 3 years. This whole COVID thing is about to come back, and it is ridiculous. It has been scientifically peer-reviewed, proven to have been no more than a statistical flu-type situation. They're talking about the government currently, and this is fact-based from multiple sources, is spending millions of dollars buying mask and COVID test again. They're talking about the TSA bringing back masking at airports and on airplanes. Folks, don't buy it. I've got a little study here that I've been reading, and I'll just read a little excerpt from it. Come on, you darn thing.
Where's the study from?
It is from, hold on, I'll tell you right there. It was published in the National Institute of Health, the same communist who locked us down. And it was unpublished. Another damning study about masks. A new study shows that surgical masks used during the pandemic contain all manner of toxic chemicals. The study was published in April and shared by the National Institute of Health. That's the Fauci Institute of Health. This is not some right-wing conspiracy. This is the Fauci Institute. But surprisingly, we see very little media coverage. We'll take a look as the new mask mandates begin to pop up, though. The study looks at the compound of volatile organic compounds, VOCs, and COVID masks. They found that single-use masks had concentrations of toxins 22.9 to 147 times higher than cloth masks. But the cloth masks are shown to be ineffective at blocking COVID as well. The study looked at the amount of volatile organic compounds in
easy
COVID
for
masks.
You to say.
They found that single-use masks had concentrations of toxins between 29 blah, blah. According to the Daily Mail, these toxins have been linked to health issues such as headaches, nausea, and prolonged and repeated linked to organ damage and even cancer. What's worse, when the weather was hot, a single-use mask had concentrations increased by 120 to 299%. Folks, that's from the Fauci Institute. The mask don't do anything except they concentrate toxins. Don't fall for it. That's all I'm telling you.
I think that America has, after this last fiasco with this COVID, and then you're finding out that numbers were wrong, that the there's probably 80% of the people in the United States have had COVID. Everybody I know has had COVID. It doesn't mean, you know, that everybody in the United States has, but the polls or the statistics that they're looking at is 80% of the people have had COVID. We cannot get back into this lockdown mentality, and I'm seeing schools in L.A. are already telling their kids to wear masks. You know, the airlines are fighting it like crazy, and I think we as a nation need to fight it like crazy.
The statistics show that everybody had COVID, except that all of those people that they said had COVID didn't have COVID because it's a flu. And
yeah.
So for a whole year, all of the statistics for heart attacks, pneumonia, strokes, all of those things are all skewed, flu, everything, because everything was counted as COVID as opposed to the categories it normally would have gone into.
Well, and that's why I'm bringing this up is because, folks, this is real. They're talking about bringing this back next month, and we can't fall for it.
The president's already sprouting a mask.
Well, and the thing is, and I'll tie this to a local event because this is, you know, kind of tied to the folks who are going against Kevin Cry. You know, they're very disappointed that we got rid of the previous health director who locked us down and wouldn't believe the science either. So, you know, those are the people that are going to try to lock you down, take your business, shame you, as they said, the Karens. Don't fall for it. Civil disobedience is simply live your life. go to the store. If you are sick, do what you did when grandma was alive. Don't go to school. Pretty darn easy. That was simple advice back then. And the reality is, even when this is all settled, they said that we had a million COVID deaths. Then the New York Times came out and kind of said, well, as much as 80% of COVID attributed deaths didn't die of COVID. They died with COVID.
Exactly.
And you pull that down, and all of a sudden, it's not an abnormal
it's
year.
It's a flu. Let's go to, exactly yeah. like it always
Oh, does. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Morning, everybody. Yeah, it sounds like they're going to want to pull this off again. It's really going to hurt a lot of travel agencies. It's going to – a lot of these smaller places like Caravan and Global and Globus, people that do tours, it's going to hurt them a lot. There's a lot of people wanting to travel, and really right now with everything up in the air, it's kind of crazy. You know, I guess the sad thing is a lot of people that didn't believe COVID was something that was manufactured, didn't believe COVID was worse than it really was, and they wore their little macho camo masks. And they walked around or they matched their mask with their outfit if they're a young lady. You know, really and truly, I think the thing that we have to look at, the first thing you guys said really is true. I think the thing that why everyone really was a Donald Trump guy or gal, and why I think a lot of us back Donald Trump, is he's realizing that America doesn't have time for BS, and neither does he. And I think that that's something to where you guys, you know, I like the idea of being a little more frank on the radio. I think that as Franklin said, during the Revolutionary War, most of the fences were picket at that time. Probably all of them were picket around that time. He said that a fence sitter eventually gets impaled. So I think it's time to really choose sides, and I think the conversation is good. But I want to really get your take more so on this TSA thing you were talking about, Doug. I mean, that's, and I don't even know where we go. Do we just... I mean, we just don't submit, not comply. We don't submit to tyranny. We don't submit to unlawful things. And the government has absolutely no power over our health or anything in our person. You know, there's a lot of laws and the Constitution of the United States and California protect that. Just want to get your take on that stuff.
Well, I tell you this. After this last fiasco we had that still has a huge impact on our schools, education, suicides,
Drug use. Drinking.
I mean, I can just go on. Spousal abuse, obesity, everything.
Yep.
It had such a huge impact. I think the United States, the vast majority of the Americans realize, you know what, that was a total overreaction, and look what it did to us. And I just don't believe, and people are ready now to fight it. They weren't ready before they got stampeded through all the media and everything being said. Many people did, but now they saw what happened. They saw the impact, and I think people are going to stand up.
Yeah, and you mentioned the schools, and that's a really good point. You know, the thing is that, you know, what's wrong with this sentence? Government-controlled school. What's wrong with this sentence? State-funded schools. What's wrong with this sentence? Government-controlled, government-supported, government-funded schools. You know, really and truly, I think maybe the answer to that is just what Doug said, and that is just pull the kids out, or at least for a day. And I know down in Los Angeles County and down in Orange County, they're working on that as we speak. Anyway, guys, have a great
Thanks
show.
Thanks very much,
and,
Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
And,
I mean,
I'd like to make the point that the biggest, longest, lasting effect of that COVID is on our children.
Oh, yeah.
We are never going to be able to make up for the damage, and I think specifically to those children who went into the kindergarten, first grade area, I don't know that those kids will ever catch up and get beyond the absolute...
Fear porn is what they call it, fear
well,
porn.
They still... I don't know how you get back those 2 years.
Well, no, that's the thing.
Those children developed in that new atmosphere, the school atmosphere, and it's forever foreign to them.
And, well, and even now, you still see people to this day driving around Redding, California, in a car, closed windows, by themselves, with a mask on. And I just...
And young children and in groups
just,
with a mask on,
it's just
outside.
It's the inhumanity...
I have not seen a group of children.
I saw it down at the Anderson River Park last weekend.
And it's just the inhumanity of it. That's what it reminds me of. It's inhumane that these people have covered up their face for something that's not real. It's like it's like there's a certain mass psychosis that has happened, and I am afraid, Carl, that there's enough people that are still believers that it's going to have more of an impact than we want to admit if they actually do it. And,
well,
and the rumors are it's going
to
happen.
And this, let's move on to something
Please.
Else after this. But
yeah.
the problem is when the government says you can't ride on a plane unless you got a mask on. TSA is not going to pass you through unless you have a mask on. There's your problem, and Terry's right. There's a, you know, people love to travel. You know, they couldn't travel, so they, you know, they, you know, the industry almost died out, and then they, everybody's wanting to travel. My in-laws, 92 and 90, they're on a trip here in another week to another country, and they live for that. And I mean, they do live for that. And if we start this BS again, I hope that it's going to be such an outcry and an uproar that, you know, that something can be done. Is COVID real? You know, yeah, COVID is real.
It's just like any other flu we've ever had.
But it is real, and it kills people just like flu does, but not at the numbers that we were being shoved down our throats. And then the impact it had, like you said, will we ever recover? And we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It goes on and on.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are you ready for an unforgettable weekend of amazing music and good vibes? Grab your friends, score some tickets, and get ready for an epic weekend of fun at Redding Roots Revival Music Festival. Redding Roots is a two-day event, September 22nd and 23rd, with 32 bands on three stages right here in the heart of downtown Redding. The festival is jam-packed with talented musicians bringing their unique styles and sounds, ranging from folk and blues to funk and rock, plus everything in between, including artists such as G-Love, Seth Walker, Sean Mullins, Diggin' Dirt, Royal Jelly Drive, The Brothers Reed, and many, many more. Redding Roots is thrilled to announce two recent partnerships. The first, a collaboration with Woody's Brewing Company on the limited special edition beer, Folk and Haze. Due to limited supply, you may only get to try it at the festival. The second partnership is with the beautiful historic Cascade Theater, which is one of three stages this year. Don't miss your chance to be part of this celebration of music and community. For tickets and more information, including the entire lineup with bios and schedule, visit us online at readingrootsrevival.org. Redding Roots is a 501c3 nonprofit. Give me a kiss and let me take a sip of your
love. Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Free Fire Radio, 8:34 in the morning here with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Today, the 7th of September, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. The only place I've had my haircut since I've lived here. Never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, 530-244-9478. But, you know, sometimes you can walk in there and maybe there's an opening. You can hop in. It's, like I said, in Cypress Square off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, which is the epicenter of things happening with all the homeless camps. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And Trish and I are here with Doug Jenke, and we've just gone off on COVID. So what's next?
Well, let me just go in there just to let the listeners know, because I'm sure there's really some concern. I was just on a cruise to Mexico for 7 days. I had 2 shots and a booster, 2 tequilas and a vodka. I think I'm cured.
Well, Jill Biden's got COVID, and I can't help but think is that she had all the 3 COVID shots, the 12 boosters, and she still got it. So, okay. Moving on from there.
Moving on.
Here's this. I just saw somebody on the news this morning. A school board is fighting. This is back in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. They're fighting to be able to have the right to be able to find out what's happening to the children in school. Anderson has done that. Chino Valley down in Southern California has done it. They're being sued. Anderson has said, we want to be able to tell the parents if something that has to do with mental health in their children, we need to be able to tell the parents this. And it's the same thing that people back in the East Coast, New Jersey, are saying. We want to be able to, and this, you know, changing one's sexual identity, one's gender, not their sexually born biological person, but to change their gender and keeping it from parents. I just can't comprehend this, why people are fighting against it with no empirical evidence that the parents are going to make the child's life horrible.
Well, and why would people support it for any reason, but the state of California has made that a state policy, mm-hmm. that information shall not be given to the
yeah.
parents. And in fact, they're instructed in the schools not to talk about it when they go home because their parents won't understand.
Well, and the thing is, you know, it's only supported by one side, Carl, so let's clarify what side is that supporting all of this insanity of taking healthy tissue off of young girls or young men in the guise of that they want to be the other sex and giving kids this ability to make a lifelong decision that's going to damage them. I mean, when you start researching this stuff, and this is a true statement, I'm not making anything up here. My minor in college was human sexual studies in 1980s. It was one of 3 universities in the entire world, San Francisco State, and the only thing I didn't get was my internship. So we studied a lot of this stuff back in the 80s and what it does, and now it's even more advanced. But the puberty blockers, the hormone blockers, these kids end up with not only mental issues, but they've got brittle bones. Their teeth are breaking, and they can't come back. And what they find out is it is almost like a 90% regret rate that if they do this as a young person, when they get older, they regret that decision. Now, if you're 18 and this is how you want to live, I support it. I don't, it's your body. You can smoke, you can drink, you know, whatever. But kids, come on. I mean, and a buddy of mine is visiting from Singapore, and he was talking about the insanity that is America, that liberals only, just to be blunt, liberals only seem to think it's okay to have drag shows where men dressed as women are putting their crotch in young kids' face. 10 years ago, that would have been a prison sentence for indecent exposure. Today, it's roared as being, you know, liberated.
Bring it into your kindergarten.
And it's, you know, it's crazy where we're at in just a short span of 10 years. And it's one side, Carl. And I say that only because it is one side that is thinking that this is all normal. It's not normal. It's never been normal since the beginning of mankind.
But you have to look back at the history of our education in the state of, in the United States.
Yes.
Our schools started teaching children out of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's the book that they were using as the primer, the reader, what have you, when we started. And now we're to the point where there's a questionnaire that came out from Anderson Union High School District with check marks on it. And you can opt out to have your children being taught these things. And they start out very, very innocently with, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic. And, I mean, you can opt out of having your children teach
really?
Those.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, you go, well, how could you? I mean, you can't opt out
why
of that.
Why go to school?
But why go to school? But then when you get down to the bottom of this thing, I wish I'd have brought it with me today. I didn't think about the fact you were going to be on the show. But it basically, if you can opt out for them, your children being involved with sex education about me or my family, our sex preferences, our religion preferences, basically everything about your private life. And the issue being, if you don't opt out, then your children can be taught that without your knowledge.
Yep.
And all of those things. And it gets very personal about everything that we can talk about.
Well, and
if you don't opt out, they do it.
Well, not only are they not opting out, they're telling the kids not to tell the parents.
Exactly.
That's the catch. Can you imagine the insanity of 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds being taught this stuff, you know, homosexuality, whatever. It doesn't belong in the schools. Forget what the subject is. It doesn't belong in the schools. That's the parents' responsibility. Are there good parents and bad parents? There has been since the beginning of time.
Absolutely. Okay? And there are some parents who are not taking the time to teach their children these things. But let's deal with those individual children and not pollute the whole children population.
Well, let's just get back to
It's called mass punishment. So
yeah.
It's like taking your platoon of Marines because one Marine didn't clean his rifle right and taking everybody out on a 25-mile hike. Everybody else was doing it, and the only thing you're training people to do in this mass punishment is well, first of all, they're going to turn on that Marine and thump him.
Yes.
But as they should.
As they should.
As they should. But what we're doing is we're saying is the vast majority of parents are going to treat their children poorly without evidence of this, without evidence of it happening. It's just, oh, we're afraid they might. And my God, I mean, you can't do that. You cannot. And to think that the parents aren't going to find out. Remember what happened over in Chico. The mom found out from another mom, did you know your daughter's doing this? She had no idea. It's not going to stay secret. It's not going to stay. So what you've already told your kids is to do is when you leave here, you change clothes, lie to your parents. Another mom is going to tell them because the other kids talk about it. Hey, did you know your daughter's doing this? It's not going to stay a secret. Why not face it, bring in the parents and say, we need to talk? Because it is a mental health thing that parents need to be involved in.
But we do that in society with everything we do. We have people who abuse a gun. Do we take and punish the person who has we make our laws less and less, so we need to pass a new law that impacts all lawful gun owners. We do it with everything that we do in our society. Rather than hold those responsible that are stepping out of line, we pass another law that impacts all of the legal citizens.
Well, you know, what's funny is Trish and I talked about this when we got on the air, and just so you know, we don't know what we're going to talk about. We show up, and Trish and I and Carl sit here for 5 minutes, and whatever we're going to talk about today. So these subjects really are not pre-planned, but I had JUCO, I took criminal justice classes, and I took all of them that I could because I needed credits to play baseball. And the teacher was the former sheriff, and he said 95% of the laws are written for 3% of the population.
There you go.
And we could eliminate 80% of laws, just wipe them off the book today, and if they just upheld the ones that are there and punished the people who broke those, we wouldn't even need all the laws that we're dealing with.
But what we need right now is for every piece of legislation or law that is introduced, and President Trump did this during his term as president, if you introduce a bill, you've got to get rid of three others.
Yep.
Because you can't write a piece of legislation that there isn't already laws based on that subject matter.
Well, what is it? The IRS tax code's 29,000 pages?
Well, there's a picture, and I still have it, of President Trump. And we introduced these bills, and it's a little bitty stack. And then next to it is thousands and thousands of pieces of paper. But we got rid of these regulations by introducing these.
I'm going to play Carl for 2 seconds. Mark, you're on the radio.
Good morning. I think everybody misses the point of why they're trying to do this with our children. It has nothing to do with teaching them sexuality or anything. It has everything to do with removing the kids from the parents. If you can, Karl Marx, it's all about communism. If you can turn a generation against the parents, you can succeed in taking a nation. It has nothing to do with sexuality. It has nothing to do with anything. It has everything to do with convincing the next generation that the previous generation is not to be trusted and to be turned against. It's all part of the communist playbook.
Yep. You got it right, Mark. You know, and I said it, and maybe you weren't listening in the first hour, because I pointed out, I mean, I am commonly known as the, you know, the anti, too much common sense. Come on, Trish, you're trying to put common sense into this whole thing. And I've been pointing this out for years. We started with an education system where it was first to 12 grades. Then we had to have kindergarten. Then we had to have preschool. Everybody had to do that, be advanced. And then we had the first five commission, first 5 years, and that was based exactly what you said on Karl Marx theory that we'll never take over the United States. There are too many guns. Too widespread. We'll do it by going through the schools. We started with Angela Davis in Southern California, communist, known communist. We said, she can't teach in our schools. The government said, yes, she can. And we went spearheading it forward.
Well, thanks, Mark. We have to run. We're going to take a quick break here. I just want to remind everybody is that the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue is going to be at Lake Redding Park this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., $10 presale. And you can buy these tickets for anybody in a yellow shirt wandering around, or I think it's Lulu's and San Francisco Deli and several other places. It's $12 the day of the barbecue, and it's tri-tipper chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, garlic bread, the largest drive-through in the United States. They also
you can
have
drive
a live,
or you can go there and eat.
Or you can just stay there and eat. That's right. I've done both. Live auction from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., So, for more information, go to asphaltcowboys.org, and they'll help you out there. So, that's going to be – it's like 5,000 pounds of tri-tip.
It's a good party. If you go down there –
It always tastes
good. Yeah. The cowboy beans that they make, they start from scratch. I mean, it's not like you take cans of beans and add stuff. No, they soak the beans, and then they've got a dozen people out there chopping up stuff that goes in there. So, Sunday, September 10th. We'll be right back. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Dr. David Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School in Redding, California. We're excited about the beginning of school. It begins September 5th, and we're rolling out a new program, a Master of Arts degree in chaplaincy. With me here is the head of that program, Dr. Jane D'Angelo.
That's right, Dr. Nicholas, and I'm so excited for this program because it's designed to be completed in 24 months. It's a 36-unit course, and I know that we have one of the most affordable programs in the United States. We have some wonderful classes planned for students, such as Theology of Suffering, Crisis Care and Counseling, Ministry Resilience, and grief support and caring for the dying and bereaved.
Now tell us, Dr. D'Angelo, what kind of chaplaincy are we talking about?
So the program has been designed to train chaplains in a variety of areas such as hospitals, hospice, VA centers, colleges. I also want to encourage anyone in the church who wants to know more about lay chaplaincy in their church to come and join us in the fall.
Interested? Give us a call today at 530-221-4275.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bond.
And Doug Janke.
And Doug Janke, our guest. And tomorrow we're having attorney Patrick Gorman on, and he's always – I ask him all types of legal questions, and I tell you what, he seems to know them all, which is kind of scary. And he'll be on tomorrow. I think we've got a couple other guests rolling through here tomorrow also. So let's go to the phones. Stone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so the establishment, they start young with the kids like we all are aware of. But we can do the same. There are so many good teachings out there for the kids. Chris Ann Hall does children's books on constitutional matters. Mark Levin has some children's books on these same matters. Tuttle Twins, T-U-T-T-L-E, Tuttle Twins. Look them up online. They have a series of books, cartoons. I think they even have a TV show now on conservative constitution of values. Beautiful. Is as long as the parents can made aware of these things, and the parents need the education too, by the way, because you know, I'm a student of Mark Levin, Chris Ann Hall, 10-plus years. I still have a lot to learn. But, you know, it's getting the word out so that people can learn of these things. Every moment with your kid is a teachable moment, just about. My 14-year-old now says, yes, Dad, yes, Dad, yes, Dad. So he's heard it all from me. And the key is when my son gets old enough for college, I hope to convince him to not sign a student loan to go to a liberal college. That, because I've had a niece who was raised in Susanville, for gosh sakes. You know, conservative they are in Susanville? And she went to University of Reno, and she went in conservative, and she went out extreme leftist in all aspects. So we really got to watch out for our kids going to these universities also.
You know, you mentioned books and things. Christmas is coming up. And there's still a great opportunity out there for, we all remember Rush Limbaugh. He wrote a series of 5 books for youth, that is great Christmas gift. They're on tapes, and if you just go to the Rush Limbaugh webpage, those books are still available, and they are just absolutely incredible. I've listened to all 5 of them. And that's an incredible Christmas gift for your grandchildren.
And there's a bunch out there. There's Prager University. I mean, there's so much good conservative education out there for people of all age groups. So the key is, with my kid anyways, I did not, lecture him. I did not lecture him. I gave him, when there was a teachable moment, I gave him, here's conservative option A, here's liberal option B. And what do you think are going to be results if you choose either of those options? And make them think it out, right? And then when they they see the, you know, when they critically think those results for themselves and not right, that it means a lot more to them. But anyway, thanks for the time, everybody.
Yep. Always
okay,
we got
5 minutes.
Well, you know, there is, Stone and everybody who's listening, there is a lot of stuff that we can do. The problem is our kids have become, you know, we used to be kind of the, what was it called, the lock key generation. You know, you'd get home and watch TV and it'd be Scooby-Doo and Fred Flintstone. The generation now has 24 hours access to TikTok and Facebook, and if they're not out there influencing or responding or answering, and that's the battle, is they have come at it so overwhelmingly. I mean, TikTok, for crying loud, is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. That is a statement of fact. And yet our kids, to them, that's the biggest website. They love that thing. And we as parents need to get involved. We need to get in front of that screen and say, put the phone down.
Exactly.
Let's talk. Let's have an old-fashioned, hey, how was your day today?
You know, and here's the deal. I have parents look at me
called,
and say,
it used to be called dinner.
Dinner time.
What am I going to, well, what can I do? How can I keep them away? I said, you're the parent. You tell them how many hours a day they can be on the phone. You put restrictions on and you make them do it.
Well, you grab your phone and you put it away at night in your bedroom.
That's exactly right. You're the parent. It's all right to do those things.
It used to be called parenting.
Well, when my grandchildren and my son even come to the house, there's a basket on the table. This is quality time we're going to spend together. I don't want to look at you looking at your cell phone.
Yep.
The phones go in the basket while they're there. You're not going to be talking on that, and you're not going to be, you know, texting and what have you. They'll sit and text each other if you let them.
Yeah, sit next
in the
to
same
each
room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So you as a parent have to take control, and you can.
Yep.
And it's not child abuse.
Well,
it's
parents,
teaching and being parents.
And here's going back to our original premise here is kids are being taught that you don't have to tell your parents things.
Yep.
And instead of a teacher saying, you need to go home and talk to your parents about it, and then they call the parents or send a note home and says, we're talking about this. You need to talk to your child about this. You know, they're having a problem here or whatever. Instead of keeping it in the, the quote, educational circle there, where parents are maybe called in months after something occurs, and they should be right in the beginning of it. Now, I'm not saying they don't. I'm sure there's teachers that do that. My daughter knows every day what her son or my grandson is doing at school, what grades he's getting. I mean, every day this is fed into a computer system. So it's not like they don't know. It's the question is, what about the extra things?
Yep.
That's not in that computer system.
Well, hey, we're almost done here, Carl, and I need you because my wife is going to bury my body. Can you point that out?
Okay, again, and I'm going to be talking about it next week because I'm going to this.
Cool.
And I'm sure Linda is too. The Wild Horse Sanctuary is having an open house Sunday, September 23rd, so you got time to plan. It goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., celebrating wild horses and free admission. They've got vendors coming there, food vendors and all types of things. Docent-led wild horse walks, activities for kids, and paint a pony, live music. The author of Phantom Stallions series of books, Terry Farley, questions and answers with our large and small animal vet, craft vendors, artisans, fabulous food trucks, and here's my favorite, a huge tack sale. Always looking for new tack, even though I can't ride my horse. But it's always good to have it. We've sitting there with four saddles in there and one horse that we can't ride. At least not yet. Maybe another 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So that's going to happen in Shingletown. Well, it's not really Shingletown.
It's down at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, you make a right on Wilson Hill Road and go to the bottom, and it's there on your right-hand side, the Wild Horse Sanctuary open house, September 23rd. There.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well, I think if you haven't seen it, you need to go out there and find out. They've got several hundred horses out there. They're
over
wild.
200 at this count just about a week ago.
200.
200 wild Mustangs.
Not counting burros.
Counting burros.
Now, the burros, who are smarter than the people trying to watch them, you know, will escape and go to different places.
Oh, man.
Then they hang out together and party.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, they had a kegger there the other night.
It's an incredible experience. There's so much to see up there and learn, once again, about all the things that are happening in Shasta County and the great, incredible things that we have to offer.
So I'm scheduled to actually welcome people as they come through the gate. So, Carl, when you get there, I'm not going to let you in, but Linda can go, just so you know. How's that?
Make sure you stand in front of my truck.
Fair enough.
Okay? And we'll see. We'll see how long you can keep me out. I've heard that before, and you better be carrying. Okay. Hey, everybody. Like I said, tomorrow Patrick Gorman's going to be on. Trish, always love having you here.
I love that Thursday mornings.
And Doug, always like having you on.
You know, you're just saying that.
You're a hardline conservative, but you throw humor into this, which is a way of winning this. You can't just be pedantic, which you see on both sides. And because unless you can, you know, hey, there's some light here.
Yeah.
And it's not all, you know, doom and gloom and cut your wrist type thing. Okay, everybody, have a good day. It's going to be a really nice out there.